What does it have to do with the festival of the dead? The Celts believed that when people died, they went to a land of eternal youth and happiness called Tir na n Og. They did not have the concept of heaven and hell that the Christian church later brought into the land. The dead were sometimes believed to be dwelling with the fairy folk who lived in the numerous mounds or sea that dotted the Irish and Scottish countryside. Samhain was the new year to the Celts. In the Celtic belief system, turning points, such as the time between one day and the next, the meeting of sea and shore, or the turning of one year into the next, were seen as magical times. The turning of the year was the most potent of these times. This was the time when the veil between the worlds was at its thinnest, and the living could communicate with their beloved dead in Tir na n Og. What about the aspects of evil that we associate with the night today? The Celts did not have demons and devils in their belief system. The fairies, however, were often considered hostile and dangerous to humans because they were seen as being resentful of men taking over their lands. On this night, they would sometimes trick humans into becoming lost in the fairy mounds, where they would be trapped forever. After the coming of the Christians to the Celtic lands, certain of the folk saw the fairies as those angels who had sided neither with God or with Lucifer in their dispute, and thus were condemned to walk the earth until Judgment Day. In addition to the fairies, many humans were abroad on this night, causing mischief, since this night belonged neither to one year or the other. Celtic folk believed that chaos reigned and the people would engage in horseplay and practical jokes. This served also as a final outlet for high spirits before the gloom of winter set in. What about trick or treat? During the course of these hijinks, many of the people would imitate the fairies and go from house to house begging for treats. Failure to supply the treats would usually result in practical jokes being visited on the owner of the house. Since the fairies were abroad on this night, an offering of food or milk was frequently left for them on the steps of the house, so the homeowner could gain the blessings of the good folk for the coming year. Many of the households would also leave out a dumb supper for the spirits of the departed. The folks who were abroad in the night imitating the fairies would sometimes carry turnips carved to represent faces. This is the origin of our modern jack-o'-lantern.